Welcome to Zichud Nasi. My name is Avram Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Pesachim, Daf Tzadi Off, the eighth parak Ha'isha. So the three topics are going to focus on number one. The next Mishnah states that we may shecht a Pesach for an onein, or someone clearing a pile of rubble that's on top of a person trapped in a collapsed building, or someone who's been promised to be released from prison by nightfall, as well as a cholah or a zakin who can eat a kazais. Even though that they might become unfit to partake of the carbon when the time comes to eat it, they're presently fit, and therefore it may be shechted. The Mishnah stipulates, Al kulam in shochnim alechem b'fnei atzman, shema yaviu es ha-pesach lidei psul. We don't shecht the Pesach for them alone out of concern that they might become unfit and they'll invalidate the Pesach. Rather, they may bring it in partnership with others. Rabbi Bar Avuna said, in the name of Rabbi Yochan regarding the prisoner, Oshane al beis asurim da'ob de kochavim. The Rabban didn't teach this latter law except with regard to a prison of Nachrim, since they cannot be trusted to keep their word. Al beis asurim d'Israel shochnim b'fnei atzmo. But if he's held in a Jewish prison, we may shecht the Pesach for him alone, since they promised him release. They'll surely release him, as it says in the Pasuk, She'eris Yisrael will yasu avlo v'yadabru chazav. The remnant of Yisrael will not perform iniquity and will not speak lies. Point number two, the next Mishnah introduces Malchus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, whether a Pesach can be shechted for a single individual. Rabbi Yehuda says it cannot, whereas Rabbi Yossi permits it. The Gemara brings a price to the top. From where do we know that we do not shecht the Pesach for a single individual? The Torah states, you may not shecht the Pesach in one of your cities. Rashi explains that the superfluous word be'echad in one is referring to one who wishes to bring a Pesach on his own. Now these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says if a single individual is able to eat it, which Rashi explains means the kazais, then it is shechted for him. Whereas for a group of 10 that are unable to consume it, we do not shecht it for him. The Gemara goes on to clarify that Rabbi Yossi learns from the Pasuk that the prohibition of shechting a Pesach on Bamas Yachid only applies during a period of Isser Bamas. And point number three, there's a three-way machlokes regarding women bringing the Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says, Isha Barishon shechting aleh b'fnei atzma, b'sheni osin osa tfei lo achern. For a woman on the first Pesach, we can shecht for her alone since it's a chiyuv, but on Pesach Sheni, we make her an adjunct to a group of others, since a Pesach Sheni for her is only a reshus. Rabbi Yossi holds that woman is chayv in Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, so in both cases, the Pesach may be brought for her alone. Rabbi Shimon says that a woman may only be part of a group of others for a Pesach Rishon, since it's only a reshus, and she may not be part of a Pesach Sheni at all, even as a reshus. The Gemara goes through an extensive analysis of each of these opinions. So once again, the three points are number one. The next Mishnah states that we may shecht the Pesach for an onein, or someone clearing a pile of rubble on top of a person trapped in a collapsed building, or someone who's been promised to be released from prison by nightfall, as well as a chol or a zakin who can eat a kazayas, even though that they might become unfit to partake of the carbon when the time comes to eat it, they're presently fit, and therefore it may be shechted. And the Mishnah stipulates, Al kum ein shochtin alev mifnei atzman, shemi yaviu as a pesach lidei psul. We do not shecht the pesach for them alone, out of concern that they may become unfit and invalidate the carbon. Rather, they may bring it in partnership with others. Rabbi Bar Avuna said, in the name of Rabbi Yochan regarding the prisoner, Loshanu el beis asurim de'ob de'kochavim. The Rabban didn't teach this latter law except with regard to a prison of Nachrim, since they can't be trusted to keep the word. Of a beis asurim d'Yisrael shochim b'fnei atzmo. But if he's held in a Jewish prison, we may shecht the Pesach for him alone. Since they promised him release, they'll surely release him. As it says in the Pasuk, She'eris Yisrael will yasu avlo v'yidabru chazav. The remnant of Yisrael will not perform iniquity and will not speak lies. Point number two, the next Mishnah introduces Malchus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, whether a Pesach can be shechted for a single individual. Rabbi Yehuda says it cannot, whereas Rabbi Yossi permits it. The Gemara brings a brisa to the top, Menayin Shein Shochnin is a Pesach al Yachid. From where do we know that we do not shecht a Pesach for a single individual? The Torah states, Osucho Lizboch is a Pesach ba'achad she'arecha. You may not shecht the Pesach in one of your cities. Rashi explains that the superfluous word ba'achad in one is referring to one who wishes to bring a Pesach on his own. Now, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says, if a single individual is able to eat it, which Rashi explains means a kazais, then it's shechted for him. Whereas for a group of 10 that are unable to consume it, we do not shecht it for them. The Gemara goes on to clarify that Rabbi Yossi learns from the Pasuk that the prohibition of shechting a Pesach on a Bamas Yachid only applies during a period of Isser Bamos. And point number three, there's a three-way Malchus regarding women bringing the Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says, Isha Barishan Shokhtin Aleb Bifnei Atzma Uvsheni Osin Osad Tfeilu Acherim. For a woman, on the first Pesach, we can shecht for her alone, since it's a chiyuv, but on Pesach Sheni, we make her adjunct to a group of others, since a Pesach Sheni for her is only a reshus. Rabbi Yossi holds that a woman is chayv in Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, so in both cases, the Pesach may be brought for her alone. Rabbi Shimon says that a woman may only be part of a group of others for Pesach Rishon, since it's only a reshus, and she may not be part of Pesach Sheni at all, even as a reshus. And the Gemara goes through an extensive analysis of each of these opinions. All right, so now we go to our Simfer Dav Tzadi Aleph, and this one was suggested to us by Sammy Raskus, who suggested a security guard by an exit sign. We're just going to use the exit sign for the simon, so here goes. The prisoner standing under the exit sign Erev Pesach, anxiously awaiting to be released from prison, saw a commotion in the distance as one individual was about to bring a Pesach, while a group of women were being told they had to offer theirs as part of a group. Once again, in slow motion. The prisoner standing under the exit sign, that must be Ron Duff. Tzadi Aleph. The prisoner standing under the exit sign, Erev Pesach, anxiously awaiting to be released from prison, which reminds us the next Mishnah states that we may shek the Pesach for people that might become unfit to partake of the carbon when the time comes to eat it, if they're presently fit to eat it now. But we don't shek the Pesach for them alone out of concern that it may become unfit and invalidate the Pesach. Rather, they may bring it in partnership with others. Rabbi Rav Huna said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan regarding the prisoner that this only applies with regard to a prison of Nachrim, since they cannot be trusted to keep their word. But if he's held in a Jewish prison, we may shek the Pesach for him alone. Since he promised him release, they'll surely release him, as it says in the Pasuk, She'eris Yisrael Yasu Avlov Yedavru Chazav. The remnant of Yisrael will not perform iniquity and will not speak lies. So the prisoner standing under the exit sign, Erev Pesach, anxiously waiting to be released from prison, saw a commotion in the distance as one individual was about to bring a Pesach. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah introduces a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, whether a Pesach can be shechted for a single individual. Rabbi Yehuda says it cannot, whereas Rabbi Yossi permits it. The Gemara brings a brayso to the Tot. Where do we know that we cannot shech the Pesach for a single individual? The Torah states, Osucho isbochas a Pesach ba'achet sha'arecha. You may not shech the Pesach in one of your cities. Rashi explains that the superfluous word ba'achet in one is referring to one who wishes to bring a Pesach on his own. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yossi says if a single individual is able to eat it, which Rashi explains means a kazais, then it shechted for him. Rabbi Yossi learns from that pasuk that the prohibition of shechting a Pesach on a bamas yachid only applies during a period of iser bamos. So the prisoner standing under the exit sign, Erev Pesach, anxiously awaiting to be released from prison, saw a commotion in the distance as one individual was about to bring a Pesach, while a group of women were being told they had to offer theirs as part of a group. Which reminds us, there's a three machlokes regarding women bringing the Pesach. Rav Yehuda says, for a woman on Pesach Rishon, we can shek for her alone since it's a chiyuv, but on Pesach Sheni, we make her an adjunct to a group of others, since a Pesach Sheni for her is only a reshus. Rabbi Yossi holds that a woman is chayv in Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, so in both cases, the Pesach may be brought for her alone. Rabbi Shimon says that a woman may only be part of a group of others for Pesach Rishon, since it's only a reshus, and she may not be part of a Pesach Sheni at all, even as a reshus. So once again, the prisoner standing under the exit sign Erev Pesach, anxious awaiting to be released from prison, saw a commotion in the distance as one individual was about to bring a Pesach, while a group of women being told they had to offer theirs as part of a group. All right, now it's time for a four blot back Chazorah. Dot Pezayin. So the Simmer Dot Pezayin is gold, and we use a gold digger. So here goes. The gold digger, that must be Ron Duff, Pezayin. The gold digger, whose new wife was packing up to go to her father's house for the first Pesach, which reminds us there was a steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa regarding where a woman goes to eat the Pesach on her first Yantah after the wedding and subsequently, and the Gemara clarifies that when the Mishnah said if a woman went to spend the first Yantah in her father's house, and her father shechted the Pesach for her, and her husband also shechted the Pesach for her, Tolcho b'makom she rotza, she eats where she wants, that was a case where the woman was not a Radufa, not eager to go back to her father's house. The Braisa that stated a woman on the first Yantah after a wedding eats of her father's Pesach is referring to a woman who is a Radufa, eager to go back to her father's home. So the gold digger, whose new wife was packing up to go to her father's house for the first Pesach, pleaded with her not to go, promising to never divorce her. Which reminds us that as part of the exchange the Kadosh Baruch Hu had with Hoshea when Klal Yisrael were sinning, and Hoshea said to Kadosh Baruch Hu that he should exchange us with a different nation, that Kadosh Baruch Hu had Hoshea marry a Zonah, have children with her, and then told him to divorce her. When Hoshea said that was very difficult to do, Kadosh Baruch Hu said all the more so where Yisrael are one of his four kinyanim, which include Torah, Shemayim Va'aretz, and the base of Migdash. So the gold digger whose new wife was packing up to go to her father's house for the first Pesach pleaded with her not to go, promising to never divorce her, which would be worse than Galus and Bavel. Which reminds us that the Rebbe Lezer said the reason for Galus is to gather Gerim. Rabbi Yoshia said Kadosh Baruch Hu did it stuck and that he spread us out in Galus so that we couldn't be wiped out as one, and then discussed the different reasons we went down to Bavel, and that the language is similar to that of the Torah, and because the Kadosh Baruch Hu sent them back to their mother's house, referring to Ur Kasdim, where Avraham Avinu's Amunah was realized, and also that they would be able to eat dates which were abundant in Bavel, and will subsequently be able to occupy themselves in Limud Torah. Daf Peches, so the symbol for Daf Peches is a pach, a garbage can. So here goes. The parade of Nachrim drumming on garbage cans, that must be more on Daf Peches, pach. The parade of Nachrim drumming on garbage cans as they went up to the house of Jacob, which reminds us, Rabbi Lazar said, what's the meaning of the pas of Halchu Amim Rabim? Many peoples will go and say, come and let's go up to the mountain of Hashem, to the house of the God of Yaakov, why does it specify the God of Yaakov and not of Avram Yitzchak? Rather, the Pasuk teaches that the Beis HaMikdash is not like the description found by Avram, of whom it's written a har, a mountain. It's not like the description found by Yitzchak, where it was written a sada, a field. Rather, it's like the description found in the context of Yaakov, called it a house, as it stated, V'yikra Shem HaMakom Ahu Beis Kel. He named that place the house of God. So the parade of Nachrim drumming on garbage cans as they went up to the house of Jacob stopped to watch a father shech the Pesach for his kids, wife, and slaves. Which reminds us, it was taught in Brice that the Pesach states, sel abayis, a lamb for a household. This teaches that a person can bring a Pesach and shech it for his minor son or daughter and for his Eved Kanani and Shivcha Kananis, Ben Madait and Ben Shel Madait, whether with their consent or without their consent. However, one cannot shech the Pesach for his adult son or daughter, or for his Eved Ivri or Ami Ivri, or for his wife, except with their consent. Although adult children and Hebrew slaves are currently being supported by the master of the household, they can choose instead to support themselves. Hence, they're not defined as household members in this context. And Rashi explains that a wife has the right to refuse support from her husband and support herself by keeping her handiwork for her own livelihood. So the parade of Nachrim drumming on garbage cans as they went up to the house of Jacob stopped to watch the father shech the Pesach for his kids, wife, and slaves, while another Eved leading a lamb and a kid and who had a worried look on his face passed by. Which reminds the next Mishnah states that if a master told his Eved to shecht a certain animal as a Pesach for him, and the Eved forgot if it was a lamb or a kid, and shechach rabo ma'amrula, and if his master also forgot what he had told him, and both animals had been shechted, both animals go to the Beis HaSreif at the place of burning, and both the master and the Eved are punished for having to make a Pesach sheni. Rashi explains that since it's not known which Pesach is the master's and which is the slave's, they can't be eaten because the Pesach is only eaten by those who are registered on it. At the same time, since a specific offering belonged to each one of them, the Shkita and the Zrika were performed for its respective owner and is vowed, exempting them from bringing a Pesach Sheni. Daf Pei Tes, the Simon Pei Tes, is a pot. We use a Chalom pot. So here goes. At the annual first brother to get to the Chalom pot in Yerushalayim race, Chalom pot, that must mean we're in Daf Pei Tes. At the annual first brother to get to the Chalom pot in Yerushalayim race, which reminds us, the Mishnah states, if one says to his sons, I'll shech the Pesach for the first one of you to go up to Yerushalayim, as soon as the first one put his head and the greater part of his body inside the city, Zacha Bechelku Mezaka Es Echo of Imo, he acquires his portion and gains portions for his brothers along with him. The Gemara infers from here that Yesh Breira, there's retroactive determination, and therefore, although the father did not know which son to register at the time of the Shechita, it's valid. Rabbi Yochanan rejected this inference and said, Kedela Zarzim be Mitzvahs Ka'amar. The father said this to his sons only to be Mazars them in the performance of Mitzvahs, but in fact, he had registered all of them. So at the annual first brother to get to the Chalom pot in Yerushalayim race, one of the brothers withdrew his registration before they shechted the lamb. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Nimnim Emoshkin es yedem yimenu ad shi yishached. People can be registered for the Pesach or withdraw from it until it's shechted. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, ad shi yizarek es adam, until the Kohen does rikas adam. Abai said the Malchokas only applies to withdrawing from it. For the Rabbanim maintained that the Pasuk Miyos Meseh, they withdraw from being for a lamb, is interpreted as teaching that one can only withdraw Mechayuse de Seh, from the life of the lamb, meaning while it's still alive. Rabbi Shimon interprets the Pasuk Mehaviyase de Seh, from the circumstances of the lamb, meaning as long as the avod is still being performed with it. So at the annual first brother to get to the Chalom pot in Yerushalayim race, one of the brothers withdrew his registration before they shechted the lamb, because he knew the other brothers would tell him to leave and eat on his own because he had refined hands. Which reminds us, the Gemara inquires, B'nei chabur shehu yadav shel echo mehen yafos. If one of the members of a group has refined hands, which Rashi explains is a euphemism, and it means in this case that he's eating larger amounts of food faster than the other members of the group, can they tell him, take your due portion and leave? The Gemara concludes that they can and say to him, when we accepted you, we only did so to rectify the carbon, which Rashi explains to mean that they only invited him so that nothing would be left over and be disqualified as noser, but they judged that he would eat the same as the other people. Dav Tzadi, so the Simmer Dav Tzadi is at Tzedakah Box. So here goes. The pauper who was selling portions of his Pesach to purchase wood for the offering was upset he'd have to rely on collections from the Tzedakah Box. Tzedakah Box? That must mean we're on Daf Tzadi. The pauper who was selling portions of his Pesach to purchase wood for the offering, which reminds us, it was taught in Brice that the Pasuk states, V'im yima tabayis miyos meseh, if the household is too small for a lamb, then others should also be registered for it. This is interpreted to mean that if one cannot afford the items needed for the lamb, he may sell portions of it and thereby sustain the lamb from the proceeds of the lamb. The Tanna Kamma says he may only sell for things required for eating the lamb, but not for other purchases. Rashi explains it can be sold to purchase firewood. Rebbe says he may sell it even to have money required for other purchases. That is, that if one does not have enough money for his personal needs, he may register another person with him, and the monies that come into his possession are chum, because it's on these terms that Jews are makdish their Pesach offerings in the first place. This means that one who designates an animal as a Pesach retains it as property so that he can sell it for whatever purposes he likes. So the pauper who was selling portions of his Pesach to purchase wood for the offering was upset he'd have to rely on collections from the tzedakah box for his matzah and maror, which reminds us there's a Malchokas Rabbi and Rabbi Zer regarding the dispute between the Tanakhama and Rebbe. One holds that everybody agrees that one can sell portions of the Pesach for the purposes of buying wood, since it's for the preparations of the Pesach. They disagree regarding purchasing matzah and maror. The Rabbanim prohibit it because they hold it's a different act of eating, whereas Rebbe permits it since it renders a Pesach fit for eating, it's viewed like the Pesach itself. The other one holds that everybody agrees that one may sell portions from matzah and maror, since these foods render the Pesach fit for eating, they're viewed like the Pesach itself. They disagree with regard to someone who needs money with which to buy a shirt or a cloak. So the pauper who was selling portions of his Pesach to purchase wood for the offering was upset that he'd have to rely on collections from the tzedakah box for his matzah and maror, when all of a sudden someone, Tommy from his sheret, said he could have his, since his Pesach was pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Which reminds Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, we shech the Pesach and throw its blood for a Tfu Yom and a Mechusar Kippurim, but we don't do someone who's a Tamei from Sheretz. Ula said, we do shech the Pesach and throw its blood for someone Tamei from Sheretz. The Gemara goes through a lengthy analysis to explain, according to Rav, what the difference is between a Tfu Yom, who will be fit to partake of the Pesach by nightfall, and the one who's Tamei from Sheretz, who will also be fit by nightfall. All right, now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos Shabbos and Erevin. Number 1. Which of the Machlokes regarding a woman's chiyuv for bringing a Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? That's on Dav. Tzadi Aleph. Good. Number 2. Which of the Machlokes review Rabbi Shimon regarding how exactly two groups partake of a single Pesach? That's on Dav. Pei Vav. Good. Number 3. Which daf do Machlokes Tanna Kamma Rabbi Shimon whether one must withdraw from a Pesach before the Shechita or before the Zrikas Adam? That's on Dav. Pay test. Good. Number 4. Which of the learned who requires consent to be included in the Pesach? That's on Daf. Pay test. Good. Number 5. Which of the learned the reasons why we went down to Bavel for Galus? That's on Daf. Pay Zion. Good. Number 6. Which of the learned what is done in the case where both the master and the Eved forgot which animal was meant to be shechted as a Pesach? That's on Daf. Peches. Good. Number 7. Which of the Malchus whether one person can bring a Pesach? That's on Daf. Study off. Good. Number 8. Which of the one why the base of Mikdash is referred to as base El Kei Yaakov? That's on Daf. Peches. Good. Number 9. Which Daf do we have a Malchus on a coming Rebbe whether money is made from selling portions of the Pesach can just be used for the purposes of the Pesach or even personal needs? That's on Daf. Sadi, good. And number 10, which stuff do you know that Jewish prisons keep to their word and let people out when they say they will? That's on Daf. Sadi, all. Good. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1, which stuff do you know is regarding who is greater, Bali Tshuva or Tzaddik and Gemorim? That's on Daf. Lamedal and Brachas. Good. Number 2, which stuff do you discuss whether camels can be bound Akud and Ragul on Shabbos? That's on Daf. Nindal and Shabbos. Good. Number 3, which stuff do you know that residents of steep cities prematurely age? That's on Daf. Nun Vav and Erevin. Excellent. All right, that concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.